Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
It's Early Break with Zip and Jake. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Thank you for all the calls and texts today, 402-464-5685. By the way, Scott, our winner of our Great Clips haircut, so congrats to him. He'll be looking good for the weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
Man, you know that we talked about Charlie Jones,
yes,
right?
Yes, the Iowa kick and punt returner who transfers out of Iowa.
Yeah, he's entered the portal. You know, he already has transferred once.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, he's a transfer from Buffalo. He joined Iowa in 2019 as a transfer from Buffalo and immediately became an impact player. Toward the end of last season, according to Hawks Central, Charlie Jones expressed that a big factor in his decision to return to college for his senior season would be gaining more film at receiver to pursue his NFL dream. He will do that at another school other than Iowa. Jones's departure leaves Iowa with 5 scholarship receivers on the roster. That's not very many, by the way.
No, it's not.
They're never very loaded. I got to be careful. I never disparage that program because they've had Nebraska's number, but they don't really ever strike a lot of fear into you at the receiver position, do they?
No, it's tight end they do.
Yeah.
Like they'll have a receiver that will go off and be good and be kind of a problem, but it's typically tight ends.
Right.
It's the Fedorowitzes. It's the Noah Fant, T.J. Hockenson, Dallas Clark back in the day. George Kittle. They just,
who's the best of those? Would you say Kittle?
What, in college or overall?
Who's the best?
Well,
who's the best?
George Kittle became the best. Dallas Clark was really good for the Colts. So that was before this huge run of tight ends they've had. That was back in the early 2000s.
And Hockenson was a freak.
Hockenson's still good. I mean, Noah Fant just hasn't had a quarterback in Denver.
Uh-huh.
I think he could be still a good NFL tight end. Hockenson doesn't have a great quarterback in Detroit. He's good though.
He's really good.
Kittle has been banged up the last 2 years, but when he's healthy, he's dominant. They just keep developing that spot. They just win. It's never sexy the way that Iowa wins, but they just win.
I'd like to see, so people understand, a lot of these guys that enter the portal, you don't know why. Why is Charlie Jones entering the portal? He had 21. He didn't have big numbers last year. Maybe that's what he's concerned about. He had 21 catches, Jake, for 323 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's not big numbers. Maybe he's going somewhere where he thinks he can catch 40 passes.
With the good quarterback, Spencer Petras?
Could be. Maybe their quarterback. It's either Petras or Alex Padilla. It's not, Jake, it's not Petras for sure.
If you talk to an Iowa fan, they don't like either of those quarterbacks.
Well, maybe Charlie Jones didn't like either of those quarterbacks.
It's very possible.
Right? Maybe he has a girlfriend somewhere, too. Like, you know, maybe Adrian has a girlfriend at Kansas State. By the way, Adrian, we don't talk about Adrian enough. I mean, that story at Kansas State's going to be big. It's going to be a big story.
Speaking of Adrian, by the way, real quick, I received a text regarding this, and I saw the video of it. He was talking on a podcast.
Adrian Martinez?
The Kansas City Sports Network.
Okay.
Yesterday. And one of his quotes was that Kansas State's team this year is, quote, probably the most talented squad I've been able to be a part of.
Are we going to do this?
I'm just saying what he said.
How they're projected to win 5.5 games. How talented is Kansas State?
They got Deuce Vaughn, and they got a decent offensive line, which he never had either of those at Nebraska.
You don't know what Kansas State roster is, nor do
I. Know Deuce Vaughn's a dang good running back.
Yeah, he's good. He might be the best offensive player in the Big 12.
Repeat that, please.
Yeah, he might be the best offensive player in the Big 12.
The running back.
No, it's not true. Adrian Martinez. About it. Is he better than that running back? I got to watch what I say. Like,
which one?
The running back at Texas. He's not better than
that guy. Yeah. Bijan Robinson. Yeah. He's probably better than Deuce Vaughn. But Deuce Vaughn's probably second then.
Okay.
Which is better than what he ever had at Nebraska.
Would anybody make a case that Deuce Vaughn's better than Bijan Robinson? Maybe. Maybe.
They might. Yeah. I don't know about his yardage or productivity.
We're fixing to pay attention to a big story in Manhattan. Because, as I said the other day, Adrian Martinez is going to be their starting quarterback. Adrian Martinez is going to be their starting quarterback. And while he's going on podcast, maybe he should think about coming on this show. Hello? He can come on our podcast.
Adrian, you want to come on the show? We'll take you here.
Yeah. He's going to be the starting quarterback at Kansas State. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I have been ready for that since he went there.
You looked at me like I was crazy.
What am I not ready for?
Asking that question because I don't know if I'm ready for it. Are you sure you're ready for that?
Yes, I'm ready for it. I'm going to watch and see how it looks down there and see if his game in the red zone is better or if they make him the focal point or if Deuce Vaughn's the focal point in the red zone.
I don't think they have a lot at receiver.
Can he make throws?
I don't think they have a lot at receiver.
Does he still take
off
to run?
I'm not saying that off the cuff. I had lunch with a Kansas State writer the other day. I did. Derek Young. And yeah, they don't have I don't think they have a ton at receiver. But I don't know why I was so taken by this notion that he is their quarterback. I'll try to explain it. I didn't know if he'd be fully recovered with his shoulder. And I didn't know what they had on their depth chart.
He's not going to go there if he doesn't think he's going to be back for the season or have a chance to start. I mean, come on. This is a guy that was a four-year starter at a Power 5 school.
Fair.
Didn't make a bowl game ever.
Yeah, that's fair.
But he had stats. He's a talented quarterback that has faults.
Come on. Yeah, you're right.
There is no chance he was going to go somewhere and just ride the pine.
Right.
Or not play. He knew he was going to get back from the shoulder surgery and play somewhere.
Okay.
That was always where he was going to go, was somewhere like that to play.
That's reasonable. Do you understand, though, that I'm 55 and I still exist in my mindset of the 80s and 90s where nobody went anywhere and got handed anything? Now that's the case. I'm not saying for better or for worse, but that was not a conversation that was part of college football when I began covering.
Yeah, now people threaten to leave because they can't.
Right.
And there's no penalty.
And
I'm not making
any judgments. You understand I'm not making any judgment. I'm just telling you that I have to adjust. My mindset has to adjust, and it's probably a little harder for my mindset to adjust than it is for you because you never saw it a different way.
No.
Well, you kind of did.
I was pretty young.
Yeah. But there was not. That's not the way the world worked in the 80s and 90s. A guy didn't go to a place and get handed a job very often at all. I can't. At Nebraska, it virtually never happened. Amon Green came to campus as a highly touted running back, but Frank Solich didn't have him taking one reps right off the bat.
They had a lot more talent back then.
Yes.
It was loaded. The roster was three deep, four deep.
Yep.
Talent.
Yep.
Now the three deep guys transfer out, go somewhere else.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You are 12-7 overall. You are 3-1 on the week. So you've already clinched a winning week. You've already can't go worse than 12-8
I'd be a playoff team in the NFL. Who would I be?
12-7. You know, that's probably like the Titans last year.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Got the big running back.
Yeah, you got Derrick Henry.
Yeah. do it with a little more.
Coming through. Big bet coming through. All right, it is Film Friday.
Loose horse. All right, go ahead.
We had a death yesterday in the world of film. Ray Liotta.
Yes.
Ray Liotta, age 67, passed away. Yes. So because of that, we will do Ray Liotta trivia today on Film Friday.
That's an interesting one. Okay.
Think you know Ray Liotta, 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Well, the lines are jacked today, which is awesome to see. Thank you for calling. People are in a better mood because it's not raining today, I think. I think the depression of these last three rainy days is over. People are happy.
It's been a little unpredictable in terms of the call line.
I know. And without Gus this week, he's been gone today through Wednesday through today. I've had to do some double duty.
How about that, though? On Friday of a long weekend, a holiday weekend.
Lines are jacked. And I didn't get this person's name, so if you can hear me talking right now on the phone, who do we have here? You're playing the game show today.
You bet. Good morning. This is JP.
JP!
JP.
JP. Thank you for calling in, JP.
You're very welcome. Good morning, Sip.
Good morning, JP. Let's do this.
JP. Ray Liotta is the actor today. We have never done Ray Liotta trivia before. So here we go. See how you do. First question, JP. In what 1989 baseball movie does Ray Liotta star as the ghost of Shoeless Joe Jackson?
That is Field of Dreams, I think.
Field of Dreams is correct. Would you have had that one, Sip?
No.
That's not a good sign for you.
I would not have. I hate to admit that, but no.
Let's see if you can get this one right. First question for you, down 1-0. Ray Liotta starred as Henry Hill in Goodfellas. Robert De Niro starred as James Conway, who starred as Tommy DeVito. There's three main actors in that. Again, Ray Liotta was Henry Hill. Robert De Niro was James Conway.
Joe Pesci.
Is it Joe Pesci? That is correct. A 1-1 tie. For the lead, JP, your last question. In what 2005 movie does Ray Liotta star as a violence-prone casino owner who sends Jake Green, played by Jason Statham, to prison, and Statham wants revenge?
Oh, boy. Don't know if I know this one. Death Race?
I'm going to guess you want to pass on this.
Pass. I'm very interested if anybody's heard of this movie.
Well, you get decent reviews on IMDb. It's called Revolver.
Nobody's heard of that. Hey, JP, I'm sorry about that. That would have been next to impossible to get. Revolver.
If anyone out there has seen Revolver, please text us to see if it's fair or not.
Revolver.
464-5685. Okay. Sip for the win. If you miss this, JP can steal this and win outright. Last question. What 1986 movie features Melanie Griffith kidnapping, I say in quotations, kidnapping a yuppie played by Jeff Daniels for a weekend of adventure before her ex-convict husband, played by Liotta, shows up?
Revolver. I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know that
JP,
one.
I'm going to guess you want to pass on that.
Yeah, I sure do.
It'd be the movie we call Something Wild.
Oh, yeah, that was memorable.
Does anybody out there know?
Everybody knows.
Any
that.
Besides Field of Dreams and Goodfellas with Ray Liotta?
Okay,
this goes to.
I set the number.
Yeah, it's you.
Yes, we are in overtime.
Yeah, which is deserving for you both got a question right, which is good. All right, JP, you will go over under Sip's answer here. Sip, what is the film length time of Goodfellas?
Oh, I've seen it.
Hours and minutes, please.
I've seen Goodfellas probably three times, by the way.
Okay. So I should. You like it?
Yes, I do.
Should you watch it again a fourth time?
I would not probably.
Okay. Three
I
times
might watch
is enough.
Some of it. It's a really good movie. and it lasts. It's pretty long, I think. I'm gonna go 1 hour and 59 minutes.
Okay, over under, 1 hour 59. JP.
I will say it is slightly longer than that.
2 hours and 25 minutes is the correct answer. So, JP, you will get bagels today. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, JP. Yeah, thank you. There it was. Nice. 225. That's long. That's long.
You've seen some three-hour movies recently, though. Like Interstellar was like 3 hours long with Matthew McConaughey. I mean, they've been getting longer and longer, it feels like.
It's a big commitment.
It is.
Hey.
Which, by the way, isn't that interesting where our attention spans are shorter than ever and they're still making long movies? You go to the movie, people are on their phones. Put it down.
No,
I've seen it.
Do you see that?
Yep.
Do you see that?
Come on, people.
I don't see a lot of that.
Well, that's good. Can you put it down for 2.5 hours? Check it afterwards. I've been guilty of this too, so I'm yelling at myself. So, well, congrats to JP today. He wins the Bengals.
Dang it. 12-8. 12-8 as we head into, now we have no show on Monday.
That's right. Tuesday.
Yeah, we head into a long weekend. I would have liked a win into the long weekend, but I'll take the L. Well, congratulations.
You had a winning week, though.
Yeah, 3-2. 12-8 I'll take going into next week.
Yeah, well, you should.
I'm surprised how lively this show has been. I hope we can continue that. Because it's Friday.
I came in a great mood. It was bright outside. It was at 5:30. It was light. And I said, this is incredible.
We both thought for a moment we were late.
We were not, though. We were here on time.
Yeah.
The Spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.